Welcome to the Travelling Senorita, episode 189. Sitting in northern New South Wales on Bundjalung country today. I like to give you a visual of where I am because I do tend to get around a lot, which is my job, but also my passion. So today I'm sitting in Kingscliff on Bundjalung country after going for a beautiful swim this morning and beach walk. We've had kind of interesting weather, incredibly hot, humidity that's been stifling. I felt like we were in the Chicken Little movie the other day when the sky was falling. It was that thick. But today I've woken up and the clouds and the sunrise were just spectacular, and it made me just get out of bed and go straight down to what I would call a secluded beach on this beautiful land that we stand, this indigenous land that we stand. So today I'm going to take us over to Spain because I got some great news last week, and I will be heading to the TBEX conference in Spain at the end of May, San Sebastian to be precise. TBEX is the travel blog exchange. I've talked about it before, and it's such a great meeting of digital storytellers and minds, and I was lucky to attend last year thanks to a friend, Tracy, who got me across to Kalamata in Greece. Not sure what to expect and ended up really enjoying it. It was inclusive, informative, and a whole lot of fun. So we'll be heading over to San Sebastian at the end of May, hopefully earlier, to do some stories. And what I love about that region is what I'm going to talk about today. So San Sebastian is in the Basque Country and it borders France and Spain. It's probably about half an hour from the border and takes you not much longer to get to Biarritz on the coast in France, on the southwest coast of France and I guess the northwest coast of Spain. Such an incredible, unique area that is labeled the Basque Country. Everything is really Basque in the sense of food, flavors, language. It has its own language and it has its own flavors and tastes. One of those places is San Sebastian that really encapsulates what it is to be in the Basque country. It has a really long, gorgeous beach and then a commanding hill called Urgal Hill, where there is a Sacred Heart Christ statue that overlooks the whole of San Sebastian. When you're in San Sebastian and you go from the new town into the old town, you'll see the hill is adjacent to the old town, and you walk up there in around about 30 minutes. It's not a hard hike. It winds up and you get to the top and you get the best viewpoints across the whole of the town and the valleys over yonder. If you keep coming back down the hill and you go around the boardwalk away from the main town of San Sebastian, you then get to a really cool little surf spot called Gros, G-R-O-S, probably called Gros. And I really like this spot because it seemed to be where the locals were more living and surfing, and it was a lot more affordable to find a place to rent. I mean, San Sebastian, if you mention it all across the globe, people tend to know where it is. It's absolutely a tourist hotspot. And I like to go there off season. So we were there in winter a couple of years ago, and more recently we were there in March. So it's a good time to cruise around San Sebastian, because those little narrow streets can get awfully busy when you are walking around the old town. It's a spectacular town and it just oozes flavors and tapas bars. So some of the best ones that we visited, I'll do a little tour and taste of the old town. I was lucky enough to go on San Sebastian walking tour with a local, and she got us into some of the older tapas bars and the ones that she knew the people that were running them. So a tapas or pinchos bar is where you're literally going in and standing at the bar and ordering an array of pinchos. Pinchos meaning toothpick. And literally you can get anything on a toothpick in San Sebastian. But they're very much known for their peppers and anchovies, cheeses and frittatas, all on the pinchos. So we went to a couple of cracker places. Write these down, guys. We went to a place called Paco Buono, P-A-C-O-B-U-E-N-O. And that was a cute little tapas bar that has been there for a very, very long time. You walk in and it's just got pinchos laid all over the counter and really good local wines. So that was one of our favorites. And then we went to another one called Bar Martinez. That was more of a larger bar and has some of the best pinchos in San Sebastian, I will say. And it was just bustling with people. Another one is called La Espiga, which is E-S-P-I-G-A. We sat down there and indulged in more of a tapas style. And then this one, Tespectata Taberna. This is probably known. So let me spell that. T-X-E-P-E-T-X-A. Tespectata Taberna. This is probably known as one of the most popular and oldest and best pinchos bars in San Sebastian. But honestly, it is a matter of just walking in and out of the labyrinth of streets that weaves in and around the old town. Because I reckon if you opened a dodgy pinchos bar or tapas restaurant in that part of town, you'd be closed pretty quickly. So you're pretty much guaranteed a plethora of good food in and around the old town. I kind of use the new part of town more for shopping in some of the majors, designers are all around there, and then walk along the promenade not far from the new town and dip into probably one of my most favorite thermal springs I've ever been to, straight off the ocean. It is called La Perla, P-E-R-L-E, and it's an underground gym thermal springs, if you like. It's, you know, membership based, but you can also just drop in there and it's affordable for €20. You get to hang out there and they have like a gym inside the thermal, inside the water. And then there's also a lot of gorgeous spas and steam room to indulge in, and it's all whilst you're looking over the sea. Rumor has it that it was built for the princess a long, long time ago, who suffered from arthritis. So they built the thermal springs for her to dip in every day. And it's just such a beautiful, natural space to go. La Perle, P-E-R-L-E. We went to one in Barcelona called Air, A-I-R-E, which was more contemporary, but also Turkish hammam style thermal springs. So they're very much known for their bathing in that part of Europe. And then you walk back along the promenade, which is a great place to people watch. You go past the, I guess it's Government House, which is a striking building. There's usually street performers and festivals going on. And then you go back into the rabbit warren that is the old part of town and walk around there. There's a couple of really good local designer shops, jewelry, boutiques, fashion. You can go in the cathedral that is adjacent to the mountain. And yeah, we stay in the old part of town. It is noisy and bustling, but you can close your door. But you can get a pension there or Airbnb, really affordable, and stay in there and be amongst it. Or as I said, walk across to the other side, past the convention center, the gallery, into Gross, into the surf beach area, and that's a bit quieter. So we're aiming to head over there for a few months this year and wrap it around the conference, but I'm hoping to stay in around the Gross area. Something that really strikes me as a great base is San Sebastian, because you can get pretty much anywhere around Spain, Portugal, France, Morocco if you so desire. in a car, or you can get a train. It's about 6-hour journey from San Sebastian to Barcelona. As I mentioned before, a car to Beritz and Hossegor, the famous surf spot in southwest France, is around about 30 to 45 minutes. Border crossing is super easy. You're literally just going through a toll, and then you can go down into Bilbao, which is the main cultural city of the Basque area, and then head into the other region of Galicia and down into Portugal, back around into Rioja, the wine district, up to Madrid, and then back into the Basque country. All of that is just a couple of hours each time you're driving. So one of the things that I guess I love about that region the most is just how much diversity is in one small area, from France to Spain to Portugal. And it's got that wonderful surf coast, which...